This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
We have on the phone our next guest with us. We've got Stacey Piper, who is a curator out at Tarawarra Gallery in Healesville. And they've got a show which is called the Willem Bick exhibition, which is a group of, I think it's exhibiting a group of First Nations artists. Now, welcome to the show, Stacey.
Hi, how you going?
Very well, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me and thank you for the lovely welcome.
You're more than welcome. Now, Stacey, before we talk about the exhibition and get a bit more of an idea as to, you know, what that's all about, we just like to know a little bit about you, actually, and just you're obviously curating this show. How did you get started in the arts and, I suppose, in particularly curating, but, you know, where did it all come about for you?
Well, I guess for me, more in a curating sense, it started back in 2016 when I commenced a role at Melbourne Museum. And, I was invited into the space there to... I applied for a role there, but kind of carved my way into being a bit of a storyteller in the Bundjalaka Aboriginal Cultural Centre there.
Yeah.
And, we've had art and storytelling a part of our community. A lot of people, have this sort of storytelling in their lives throughout their life. So my mum, she was an artist, and she'd also tell stories through jewellery making.
Oh, okay.
And my grandmother did art, and I've just been surrounded by my cousins, and whether it's in performing art, so we've been dancing and cultural dancing for a long time. But yeah, it's sort of more in an art sector role. I started out as a project officer for the Birram Gallery in bringing stories together, which then moved into a curator role, which is really exciting because I think I found I had a bit of a knack for it and I really enjoyed it.
Fantastic. Okay, well, let's talk about this exhibition. What's it called?
It's called Willem Bick, so in the Woiwurrung language of the Wurundjeri people, so that's my community.
Yep.
I'm a Wurundjeri and Jajawurrung woman. And our Woiwurrung language, we're waking it up. We're not, we didn't lose it. It's just been sleeping for a couple of generations. So we're waking it up, and it was only fitting for me to name my exhibition in our language.
Right.
So Willem, meaning home or land, and home, and then Bick, meaning country or land. So
right.
Home country or homeland.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's this exhibition about? What are you focusing on here?
So exactly that, I guess. In the first, our home country and our connections to our homeland. So I think initially when I started planning it about 2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
I started thinking about how can we get more Southeast Australian stories on the map, because I think in mainstream society, a lot of people, when you think Aboriginal art, you picture dot paintings or very central desert focused paintings. And, I thought the arts platform is a really great way for us to tell our stories and, share our style down here.
Yep.
So the Southeast Australian region is very focused on, line work. And obviously we have symbols, and that may take the form of dots in some way, but we don't do those really beautiful dot paintings that you'd find in other parts of the country.
Yeah.
It's very chevron and carvings into wood and paintings of, as I mentioned, symbols and animals, which are our spirit protectors. And so it's just such a beautiful region here. We're still here. I think that's the other thing. A lot of people don't see us, or they don't think we are still here. And, we're in a colder climate down here. So, where, you know, it's very different than up north. So, you know, we've got such beautiful, rich history and stories here. And I just saw this opportunity.
Yeah. But I live in St Kilda, and it's very present down here, you know, like, especially around the bay, the water. And, you know, like when you were saying, you know, like, oh, we're still here, and, you know, like people aren't aware. In this neck of the woods, I feel that it's very, and, you know, there's a little, as you're walking around the beach here in St Kilda, you get lovely little boards with lots of information on it.
Yeah, actually, I went for a walk in a lift from COVID last year along near the pier there, and I saw these beautiful storyboards of Bunurong culture and Louisa Briggs. So, yeah, I think it's definitely getting more noticed, I guess. But some people, I don't know if a lot of people do notice that. I mean, I just went for a bushwalk today and you know, there was a local fella that just sort of asked, oh, you're new to the area, and then I mentioned Wurundjeri, and and then he sort of said, oh, I mean, I think, you know, he didn't mean anything bad by it, but they just don't identify. Some people really don't identify you immediately unless you tell them a story or really link it back. And I think that's why this exhibition, being home country and just to really show our links, is really important.
Yeah. And, well, what is in the exhibition? Is it paintings? And as you said, you know, like some of the bark work? And, well, what can people expect when they come to the exhibition?
So when you walk into the gallery, I have created a bit of a welcome to country space. So that's what you'll experience first and foremost. So we honour the ancestors first, and and the traditional people of the region, which is obviously Tarawaras up on Wurundjeri Mountain Country. So we have a selection of ancestor tools and adornments from Melbourne Museum, which mainstream, I guess, would call them collections or artefacts, but I've, you know, chosen to describe them as tools and adornments because we would use them and wear them. Okay. So they are in cases, display cases, and they look just stunning in the space. And then there's contemporary tools and adornments in the same space to show that continuity, that we're still accessing country and we're still practicing our culture. And then you'll move into the main gallery where we have photography, we have lots of 3D works that have been created. So Aunty Glenda has created a beautiful river net, and then we have paintings from Deanne Gilson from Wurundjeri Country. Paola Bala has done an incredible healing tent installation with a big wallpaper of her grandmother's painting, and the original painting is on the wall as well. And she's done lots of bush dyeing of silk and calico. So it's just stunning. It's with native plants, and she bush dyes all the material and fabric. So everything's unique and original. And then we have two paintings from Rhiannon Williams, a younger artist who's showing her paintings for the first time in a platform like this, and they're just stunning. We have large-scale digging sticks, a bit of a Murnong display, which talks about our superfood and how we cared for country. And then from Tasmania, we have an artist who created kelp water carriers, which you know, sort of, I compare them to our woven baskets here in Victoria. We would weave them with reed.
Yeah.
And in Tasmania, they did a lot. And Wurundjeri people would make water carriers out of the kelp from underneath the ocean, the bull kelp. And there's kind of an underlying story of, you know, obviously this love of country, but the underlying story of the decline in our resources. So, you know, the kelp forest underneath the ocean is endangered. It's it's a lot harder to collect now.
Yeah.
And we wanted to make sure, we didn't want to talk about that, but there's definitely an undertone around caring for country and how currently, we want people to help us care for country as we always have, to keep it thriving, not see it declining.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, it sounds as if it's very involved, and there's a lot to take in, and you know, and we'll learn a lot by going to this exhibition as well.
I think so, and look, I took a group through. I managed to get just a very supportive major stakeholder through while we were installing, and they said it was quite overwhelming. So, yeah, I think that, you know, there's no need to give people too much information. I suppose the key messages are is that, you know, we have this innate and unfettered connection with country, and we love it, and we are bridging the generations, and also that we just, you know, we'd want people to come
on the journey. Oh, yeah. Actually, you're breaking up. You're obviously moving around, and you're breaking up. Oh, sorry.
No. That's okay. That's all right. So just very quickly. Stacey, the exhibition is on at Tarawarra. Obviously at the moment now, obviously will be shut. But when is it on from?
So it's ready to go. Yep. We put the last label up on the day of lockdown, so it's ready to go, and it will run until 7th of November.
Brilliant.
So we've got 3 months, and obviously as soon as we can open those doors, we will. We really need people to book online, obviously for COVID reasons, but just to get their bookings in online, and we keep all ticket holders up to date when COVID restrictions change. Yep. And we're just excited to open those doors. It's really, you know, a beautiful show.
Yeah, and it's in a beautiful setting as well.
I was going to say, a Tarawarra Museum of Art is in Healesville, so whereabouts is that?
Yeah, so it's 313 Healesville Yarra Glen Road.
Yep.
And it's stunning mountain country. It's up, you know, on this beautiful mountain. You get to the top. I still pinch myself every time I drive up the driveway. People actually have frequented that region for the wineries and the beautiful country up there. So I think it's really nice that we have people's stories to share, especially at this time.
And I was telling David before you were on the phone, Stacey, that I can attest to the beauty of that area. I've been to Tarawarra a few times, and it's got a stunning, stunning vista from the building out into that sort of lake sort of area, and it's a beautiful spot, and right there in the Yarra Valley.
All right. Well, thank you.
And, you know, it's magical, if I can just say it. I remember one of our, Jasmine, our marketing manager, she said she's kangaroos bounding down the hill last week, and I see jiri-jiri birds everywhere. It's just gorgeous.
Yeah. Sounds fantastic.
Thanks, and all the best with the exhibition, Stacey.
Thank you. I hope you can get out there. It'd be great to see people up there.
Thank you. Absolutely. Hope to do that as well. Thank you so much. Thank you. We've been talking to Stacey Piper, a curator at a show at Tarawarra Gallery. The exhibition is called Willem Bick, and it's on from, well, as soon as it reopens, I suppose as soon as lockdown's up, and until November here, until November. So you're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.